ready to dive into homework for session 8. You'll be back on your first sheet. And I know, again, it looks like a lot. It's half a sheet, but I promise it's not. Just like last time, you essentially have the same homework as last time. So this time, except, wow, my tongue doesn't work sometimes. Instead of doing an esteem building response practice, this week you're doing an encouragement practice. So just exactly the same way, in the play session, you'll use an encouragement phrase, and out of the session, you'll use an encouragement phrase. You did that last week with esteem building, exact same thing, it's just new skill. The in-session encouragement we will see on the video, so you don't need to document that. The out-of-session encouragement, you'll write down. So what happened, what you said, and how the child responded. That's simple. Just when you have an opportunity to use encouragement, use it this week and then write down the scenario. Number 2, write down an issue you are struggling with most outside of the play session. What is something that you are still just feeling like, gosh, I can't figure this out. We can't get a handle on this. This is still a daily or a weekly struggle. Write it down and we will talk about it when we meet live. So your therapist will process that with you when we go over homework. 3, obviously you'll conduct the play session just like you always do. If it's your week to share the video, make sure that you give your therapist access to that. And when you complete your checklist and your notes, specifically focus on encouragement responses. So when you reflectively look at how the play session went, view that through the lens of encouragement. How often did I encourage? Did I miss opportunities to encourage? Did I use the skill really on target and really consistently? So just kind of assess yourself on the encouragement piece. And then finally, your reminder, as promised last time, you're going to write the second letter to your children. So yes, your child of focus, but also your other kids as well. Second letter using the exact same script. So go back to week 7 and read the script. Dear Susie, I was just thinking about you, and what I was thinking is that you are so positive. You are so thoughtful. You are so creative. You are so whatever you think is appropriate for each of your kids. So you want to use that list from session 7 materials as well. Pick another trait, use the script, write another note. Exactly the same. This time you'll vary how it's delivered. So you can put it on their pillow, you can put it on their bathroom mirror, you can put it in one of the bags that they use when they go outside to play or when they go to someone's house or whatever's going on. Any place they will find the letter as a surprise, that would be a really helpful place. They mention under the child's dinner plate. So be creative with it. Put it wherever you want. Put it in the bushes outside, whatever. But you want them to find the note and read it. If they're young, you can read it to them. Again, do not expect a response. It doesn't matter what they say, how they act, what they do after they read it. The idea is you want them to know that you're thinking about them and know that you are acknowledging positive traits. So, second letter, all your kids, that is the reminder as a continuation of last time. Encourage this week, write it down, do your play session, and then if there's an issue you're struggling with, we'll talk about that when we meet. So, as of now, 80% done. That's so exciting. We are so honored to be a part of this with you. So, thank you for participating in CPRT. Thank you for seeing the change and the value of what you're learning and what you're implementing. We know you're working hard and we want to honor you in that. You should be proud of everything that you're putting forth, the time, the investment, the energy. It will only serve you, your kids, and your family well forever. So what you're doing now has a lifelong impact and you should be very proud and encouraged by that. See you in week 9. Bye.